here's a story from The World.
Preliminary data from Israel this week about the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine is raising questions about how the vaccines continue to work over time with variants like Delta. We asked Dr. Anna Durbin to break all this down with us. She's a professor of international health at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and she's been involved in trials of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. It seems like scientists are learning new things about the Delta variant each and every day, sometimes several times a day. How transmissible is it? What is the current thinking?
So we do know that the Delta variant is much more transmissible, for instance, than the original Wuhan strain that came through. We saw it mutate then to become the Alpha variant, which used to be the UK strain, which was more virulent. So each of these mutations, as the virus is able to find a niche to replicate in, it's the strongest wins. The one that's best at being transmissible is the one that's going to survive. And that's certainly what we're seeing with the Delta variant.
Generally, it's believed that the mRNA vaccines like the Pfizer and Moderna are effective against the Delta variant. But this week, a study in Israel found that Pfizer's shot may not be as effective against this new variant, although it prevents severe illness. What do we know about that?
So, you know, there have been several studies, and I do want to stress that so far all of the vaccines that have been given EUA here in the United States, the mRNA vaccines and the J&J vaccine, and then vaccines that have been given WHO approval, such as the AstraZeneca vaccine, have all shown very high effectiveness against COVID, including the Delta variant. And I think what we have to be careful with is equating, for instance, looking at effectiveness against mild disease versus effectiveness against severe and hospitalized COVID. And we know from studies that have been done in the UK, in particular, in other places, that both the Pfizer vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine are highly effective at the prevention of the Delta variant, including, and most importantly, severe disease and hospitalization. So I'm not that concerned about the data coming out of Israel because it showed 93% effectiveness against hospitalization and severe disease. And that's really where our public health impact is.
Is it hard to predict and understand transmission and vaccines and the relationship?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think what people get hung up on is they want complete sterilizing immunity. You know, they want the vaccine to stop the virus from even, you know, replicating or being found in the nose. So to expect a vaccine to provide sterilizing immunity, I think, is unrealistic. What we want to do is prevent people from becoming seriously ill. We want to prevent people from being hospitalized. We want people to be able to go about their day and not lose time due to illness. And the vaccines are highly, highly effective at doing that.
The pace of vaccinating the world does not seem to be keeping up with the spread of this variant.
It is not. It is not.
How has that affected your own understanding of the future of the pandemic and this virus?
Well, it concerns me. You know, we're not going to be free of COVID until the world is free of COVID. And we have to do a better job to be able to ensure that there's vaccine production infrastructure, not just in the United States, not just in Europe, but in areas of the world that currently don't have access to vaccines because they can't produce their own vaccines.
Do you think the virus will mutate faster than those countries can get vaccines? And what does that look like?
I do think we will continue to see evolution and new mutations. I think so far the data are very encouraging in terms of the protection that vaccine induces. Now, will there be a variant that is able to escape, for instance, immunity induced by vaccine and cause more severe disease? You know, I think that that is unlikely. And I say that for two reasons. We always focus on the antibody response to these variants. And, you know, that's how the variants are able sometimes to evade or elude the immune system because they've made changes in their spike protein. So maybe antibodies don't recognize them as well. And we saw that with some of the monoclonal antibody treatments. But the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines and the adenovirus vectored vaccines stimulate more than just antibody response. And they stimulate an arm of the immune system that once you are infected can clear the virus before you get sick. And that's why I think you're seeing really high effectiveness against severe and hospitalized COVID, where you may be seeing a little bit lower effectiveness against infection, symptomatic infection. The virus is able to get in, but once it's in, your immune system controls it because of the vaccine-induced immunity. Mm. So I'm still pretty confident, very confident, that these vaccines are going to be highly effective against severe hospitalized COVID, even by some of these variants.
That is good news.
I hope I'm right.
Dr. Anna Durbin is a vaccine researcher and professor of global health at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Dr. Durbin, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much.